This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
You know, I was just thinking about the box that Ty Bollinger would fit in. It'd be really big. Bigger than a fridge, man. And yet, he's outside of that, right?
You are not kidding. If you go to the show notes, you'll see there's a collage of the latest pictures of Ty Bollinger in Malaysia. And there's a couple of pictures, and if you, I think in particular, there's one where he's wearing, you know, because look, Ty does not shy away from wearing clothes that will, let's say, accentuate the fact that the dude is a former bodybuilder, right? And he's got this one, it's a red, white, and blue, like a flag, and it's really cool looking, but there's the top picture. If you see him sitting at the end of this long row of the team, the Truth About Cancer team that's in there, dude is huge, man. I mean, I'm sure he must still work out.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's dude, just,
I'm looking
just
at
enormous.
It now. Yeah. It's like the right to keep and bear arms. Ty goes any country in the world. And he's like, nope,
absolutely.
I'm not leaving my guns behind. And you can see him
no
everywhere.
No way, man. No way.
So, yeah, Ty's in Malaysia. He's going to join us next segment. We don't have him for the full hour. But, boy, oh, boy, the bit we do. It's amazing to hear the stories. Very exciting what's happening out there in Asia. You think you knew it all from all the Truth About Cancers before? There's more to learn. And we're going to find out who on the crew didn't like durian. And the clue is in the pictures. If you go to robertscottbell.com, scroll down to the, I call it a montage, but it's a collage, right, of the pictures from their Malaysia tour. And it's amazing. I think a little bit from Singapore as well, because that's where they tried the durian. We'll talk about that tonight. But in Kuala Lumpur, they've already been to Taiwan and Philippines, and now Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. So, you know, on the break, I talked to my wife about that study about liberals and conservatives. Conservatives have more purpose, apparently. But, you know, when you talk about numbers, she's like, how many they study? You want to know that. Because most people assume the bigger the study, the more accurate it'll be, right? More people were tested, so we have more, better data. But the bigger the data, the harder the data falls, in fact, and the less applicable it is to the individual. And so we were joking about the only studies that really count, if you look at reality, are the studies of one. That's right. Study the individual and you will know exactly what you need. Yes, yes, I know, for that individual. But that's the point. Unless you're a collectivist, you're not upset by this information. You're like, yeah, of course. And when we talk to Dr. Linda Isaacs later in the week, because it's almost 3 years since we lost Dr. Nick Gonzalez. It's stunning to think that it's almost 3 years without him. Nick's always over my shoulder, as you see in my studio. Well, if you watch in the YouTube, I've got his book, two of them, in fact, you can see. And darn it, they always individualize treatment. There are basics that, yes, true, apply to all of us, but then you take it and you narrow it, and find out what is that individual need to recover from cancer. And it's going to be a little bit different than anybody else. Why? Because you are an individual. You are not a collective. You are not a moo cow. Stop talking about herd anything. Unless you want to be heard, then speak your truth and do it lovingly. Even if you shout it out with love, at least there's love in there. Okay. Now, let's see. What else we got to do this hour, Super Don? We got Oh, you know what? In Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty Bollinger and I worked on that. I'm pointing to it now. It's sitting right next to official stories on my desk, or my what do you call that thing? Bookshelf. We talked about cannabis a number of years ago. There's only more and more and more that we need to know about cannabis. And there's more and more evidence that there are nothing but dunderheads in government. Even though in government they have gotten it righter, 30-plus states, than the federal government, there are still dunderheads at the state level. About what? You probably know already.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Oklahoma. First, Oklahoma. They were very reluctant to make medical cannabis available. It was one of the resistant states. I believe I am right about this. And I think it was just recently that they did bring it somewhat to market. It's not a full-on state. But Oklahoma's Board of Health, apparently, according to the Attorney General in Oklahoma, overstepped its authority with several of what they call emergency rules on medical marijuana it adopted last week.
Right. I'm emergency. Sure it was an emergency, right?
What was the emergency? We ran out of potato chips. I mean, what was the emergency?
Well, the emergency is, yeah. And you're right, in Oklahoma, this is one of those holdout states. You know, look, the Midwest has never been a friend to the idea of legalizing cannabis, ever, mm-hmm. Okay? And they've been very slow. And I think that, you know, I mean, at this point, there's not many states left. But Oklahoma is one of those, and the people finally got to the point where they're just like, look, you know, we want to have access to medical marijuana, okay? Mm-hmm. So they voted on it, and they voted in favor of it, and there was nothing Oklahoma could really do. So what you've got is a handful of people now that are being drugged, kicking and screaming into, legalizing medical marijuana. And so what they're doing is they're doing the best they can to try and make this as difficult as possible for it to pass. And so you had this 9-member board in Oklahoma that at the very last minute threw in these emergency rules.
Yeah.
And again, you have to ask, what's the emergency? I mean, what was the need for these emergency rules? The two rules are as follows. Rule number one, you cannot sell any smokable cannabis. You know, and it's like that, maybe next to edibles is like the way that the majority of people would use it. You know, I mean, it's just, so they threw that in there to make it, because, you know, smoking it is evil. And so, you know, they just can't get past the idea that even though probably half the people on that board smoke cigarettes, probably, they can't seem to figure out. And then the second emergency rule, which I think is the silliest one of all, is they made it a rule that every dispensary in the state needed to have a pharmacist on staff.
No, hold on. The dispensaries are not pharmacies, are they? I mean, are they saying dispensaries? Because if that's the case, who's going to hire a pharmacist to go into a dispensary? How much does the pharmacist even know about cannabis?
Well,
how much do they train on it? I'm not saying they couldn't know about it.
But they don't. And especially in Oklahoma, they're not going to know. I mean, 99% of the pharmacists are not taught or trained in school, pharmacy curriculum, about cannabis. So it's like, why would you put that in there? I mean, what are you going to do? Hire the pharmacist so that he can go sit in a corner and have nothing to do?
I mean, if you ask the pharmacist what strain is right for me, I mean,
no, they're not
going to
know. They're not going to know. So it was just a thing where they're trying to make it difficult. On, you know, because if you put the requirement in there that you have to have a pharmacist on staff, what dispensary now has to find a pharmacist and hire a pharmacist and find one that is willing to work in a dispensary, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it slows down the process, which is all they were trying to do.
So what happens? They have to go back to the drawing board to make new rules, or they have to rewrite the law?
Well,
what's going to happen there?
Yeah, the attorney general said, okay, look, guys, you know, this is just not okay. You know, what you guys did does not fall within the boundaries of what this law, this statute, said that you could do. So now they have to have another meeting, whatever they call it, you know, where they have to get together again and try and figure out what the adopt some new rules
now,
again the right way.
As bad as Oklahoma and what they did there, it pales in comparison to what just happened apparently in California. Of course, why would we be surprised by California, except that it was the first state to nullify federal prohibition on weed, on cannabis. And yet now they come up with this dunderheaded new, I don't know, did they, the law, they banned it? They say California has now banned hemp-derived CBD oil, something that has been perfectly legal across all 50 states technically because we were, you know, buying hemp protein powders. You could wear hemp clothing. There's CBD. I mean, they're now decreeing that it's against the law to sell hemp-derived CBD. What the hell's going on here, Superdome?
This is the same thing that we keep running into, and I attempted to get Stuart on, but he's busy, as he always is. He's going 100 miles an hour in different directions, so we weren't able to get him on tonight to clarify this. But this is the same situation we keep running into in all these states where they go back to the Federal Agricultural Act. You know, of 2014, where,
right.
you know, the Farm Bill only legalized the growing of industrial hemp for research purposes and higher education. So, yeah, it's another thing where there's this huge confusion, and it's all because of the federal situation, right? You know, if the feds would just get the heck out of the way and let the states do what they want to do, then this wouldn't be an issue. But as it stands in California right now, California allows the manufacturing and sales of cannabis products, cannabis, right, including edibles, fully legalized, but the use of industrial hemp as a source of CBD is prohibited. So it's like, it's so backwards, and you would think California would not do this, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you legalize cannabis to smoke?
Yeah,
and cannabis to eat for recreational purposes, but not allow hemp for CBD.
Well, why would you mandate vaccines that have been tested for safety or efficacy to be forcefully applied to the children of California if they want to go to public or private school? That's California liberal. It's a Democrat-controlled state. Tell me where I'm wrong. If it were controlled by Republican conservatives and they did that, I would be, you know, jawing on the same way I'm jawing on the leftist Democrats in California right now. It matters not. That's just who happens to have done this, who happens to have sold their soul to the pharmaceutical devil. Folks, CBD is legal. Get it now. PlusCBDOil.com. If you can't find it in the stores, have them ship it to you directly. PlusCBDOil.com. 15% off when you enter the code RSB15 on their website. Really cool stuff. Yeah, and I'm going to be with them this weekend at Maho, along with our friends at Sovereign Silver. Some folks from Dr. King's will be there, too. We got the Healing Revolution this Friday. I know it's a little late, but better late than never. Coming up next, Ty Bollinger joins us from Malaysia, and we'll find out who had the funniest face when they ate durian.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In our never-ending series of Outside the Box Planet Earth, where's Waldo? No, that means where's Ty Bollinger? Ty!
RSB, what's going on, buddy? We are not in Taiwan any longer.
That's right. Taiwan, you were made in Taiwan temporarily, and it was really cool to hear from you on the highway on a bus and having better internet. Now it's even better. Wherever you are now, my gosh, take that internet home with you.
You know what? It is better. It was better in Taiwan. It's better here now in Kuala Lumpur. I think every country that we've been in, it's been better than what we have in Tennessee. So, yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
Right. Kuala Lumpur, of all places. What's the big city? This is in Malaysia, correct?
Yeah, Kuala Lumpur is, I think it's the capital city of Malaysia, and it's a huge city. You can see the buildings from 20, 30 miles out. It's enormous. There's buildings everywhere. There's lots of construction going on here. I don't know the population. You know, we were in Manila, Philippines a couple of days ago, or 4 or 5 days ago. I know that Manila has population 16 million. I think the Tokyo metropolitan area has 30 million. I'm not sure about Taipei, which is the second city we went to.
I don't know. How big. Too.
Yeah, it's big. It's definitely big. I don't know the population.
Well, more importantly, how's your belly? Because you have to eat all kinds of wild foods there. And if you were on the Travel Channel, you'd be meeting with Andrew Zimmern talking about bizarre foods, which we'll get into in a little while. But is everybody doing well health-wise?
Yeah, you know, everybody's doing great. We haven't had any sickness. We've had a couple of, nights where you're kind of feeling a little off.
Mm-hmm.
But, we brought Sovereign Silver. We brought all of the organic supplements. We brought hydrogen peroxide to put in our ears.
Mm-hmm.
And, nobody's come down with anything serious, which is a real blessing. We can't afford to be down.
No, you guys got quite a schedule.
Yeah, we do. We've hit it. We, you know, since I talked to you last week, we're going down to Chai Yee, Taiwan. Got some fascinating footage down there in Chai Yee. It's a historic little city there. Really pretty. Lots of parks that we got to go through and a lot of historic buildings and so forth, but we got a chance to do that. But I'll just walk you kind of through the last week and what we did each day. So that was, let's see, that was last Wednesday in Chai Yee. We came back the next day and we got a chance to go to Taipei 101, which is just a tall skyscraper there. It's like a, it's kind of like the Tokyo Skytree or the, you know, the Seattle Sky Needle or whatever.
Well, it's one of the tallest buildings in the world. I think at one point it might have been number one. I don't know what, you know, maybe Burj Khalifa or whatever they call it now in Dubai is number one at the moment. But yeah, it's one of the tallest. Did you go up to the top?
You know, we just looked at it from the bottom. We could have gone to the top, but we didn't have a ton of time.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, we had like a happy little accident, like Bob Ross used to say, not a problem, but just a happy little accident. We were out there shooting outside of the Opera House in Taiwan and getting some footage of some fantastic buildings and some historic stuff. And Mark, one of our camera guys, was actually shooting some video footage of Taipei 101 from outside, and he went away from his camera and it fell and broke.
Oh no.
And so we're like, oh my, we're short a camera now, but thank God we were in Taiwan, and guess what? Everything's made in Taiwan.
Yes.
We literally went down the street and found a camera shop, and he bought a brand new exact model camera that he needed. They had the inventory of everything we needed there. So that was a real blessing to not have that happen, you know, a day later in Manila, Philippines, which would have been very, very difficult to find a camera.
Yeah, you'd have been shooting with coconuts or something.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been hard to find. Mm-hmm. It would have been hard to find. But Taiwan was great. We got great footage there. We flew to Manila, Philippines. Let me tell you something, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, ever seen traffic as bad as Manila, ever. It is terrible. Literally, I mean, the people don't even talk about how far something is. They talk about how many minutes away or how many hours away it is. I mean, just because something is 7 kilometers, which would be what, a little over 5 miles, under
right.
5 miles?
4 or 5 miles, yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 miles?
Yes.
Oh, no. United States, that, you know, you're there in 10 minutes. It's an hour. It's 90 minutes.
Wow.
The traffic is bumper to bumper all day long. From 6:30 a.m. to close to midnight, it is insane.
Now, and the drive. I was thinking about the rules of the road there. Are they just mere suggestions, just wherever you can go?
That's what I was about to say. They are mere suggestions. The drivers are insane. The motorcyclists, the mopedists, the bicyclists, they are not only weaving in and out of the lanes, they're going the wrong way on the other side of the street. They're coming at you.
You feel like you're in a Hollywood stunt movie or cartoon the way it happens. Listen, we're doing the World Travelogue edition of Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. He's in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. We've got more tales from the Philippines and Taiwan coming up. Maybe a bit of a story about my favorite food in the whole wide world, too. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I found it funny, Ty. Everybody's staying healthy, and I'm happy about that. You guys have got a great crew. The Truth About Cancer International, as it is, Asia edition is happening, and everybody's staying well. And then, you know, last week we talked on the air to your lovely, beautiful wife, Charlene, about your daughter, Brianna. She got food poisoning in America, but she also had access to the silver hydrosol and knocked it out in about an hour. So, folks, wherever you are, these principles of healing that we relate to you here on this show, they work. It doesn't matter where you are on planet Earth, they work. But there's a lot about healing we don't know on planet Earth if we're just staying at home wherever we've grown up or lived. So, again, Ty, thank you to you and your crew and your team for going out and bringing out more options for people when it comes to serious crises in health and how to get out of it.
Oh, you bet. You know, it's an adventure. It's great. You know, I'm so thankful Bryce can be with me here. He's getting to experience stuff that most kids his age have never gotten to experience. You know, he's 16, mm-hmm. you know, and he's getting a chance to go to all these different countries. There's kids that we live with, that we live close to there in Portland, Tennessee, that have never been out of the county.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's just really amazing that he's able to do this travel with us, and it's a great experience. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been very educational. You know, Robert, when I came over here, I wasn't sure mm-hmm. if we were going to be able to get anything new. I'm like, you know, maybe we covered it all in the Global Quest. Maybe there's just not that much more. Maybe they're just all doing the same stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No, this is a lot of new stuff. This is going to be amazing documentary when we finish this thing up and release it next year.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, the world has become smaller because our ability to travel and even the internet. Here we are talking to one another from the States to Malaysia, and you sound like you're in studio with me. But there's so much on this planet about healing that I say core principles are still core principles, but the way we get there, the many varieties that the Creator put out for us to use yep. as medicine, it's just extraordinary. When I was in Thailand years ago and I spoke at the World Congress of Holistic Medicine, I was introduced to doctors, healers from all over the world, things that I thought I knew some stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's more and way more. And so now you're bringing it out.
Yeah, there's way more. And, you know, one of the things that really has struck us with, we went from Taiwan to Manila, the Philippines, and then to Singapore, was that in Manila, it's a third world country, and it's very poor. Mm-hmm. And there's no infections, of course, but overall, it's very poor. And so, I think the average salary for a medical doctor there is $1,400 a month in Manila.
And that's big money there, I think, relative to the average person.
Yes, that gives you an idea of the standard of living. But so one of the things that was really cool is that almost everyone that we interviewed in Manila, all the doctors, said that their goal is to teach patients how to forage for herbs and food and to learn what roots have anti-cancer properties, to learn how to eat what's growing locally. Because it's tropical. There's lots of food growing everywhere and very good climate for growing things. Teach people to grow their own food, grow their own herbs, grow their own anti-cancer vegetables, and that was really neat because they recognize that there's so many people that are indigent, that are destitute, that are very poor, that can't afford to go take, let's just say, enzymes, for instance. So mm-hmm. you know, our good friend Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, you know, God rest his soul,
yes.
before he died, his protocol was the Kelly protocol, and there was the pancreatic enzymes, right? Well, that's a great protocol, but those enzymes ain't cheap. They're very expensive, but that's okay. They work. And so in America, we take the enzymes, and people are getting healed from cancer. Now, in Manila, nobody has the money to take the enzymes. So I interviewed a doctor. He's 87 years old, Jimmy DiDiaco, and just a funny little character, man. He's probably 5'2", full of energy and spunk. And his protocol is literally eating raw pig pancreas, raw beef liver, to get those same enzymes that you would get if you were taking the actual supplement. And I interviewed 6 or 7 different people that were down there, his patients, that had reversed even pancreatic cancer eating the raw
wow.
as opposed to the enzymes, because that's all they can find. That's all they can afford.
Yeah, that's what's available to them. And you know what's fascinating about that discovery is that here in America, if doctors did the same thing, even the wealthiest among us would be far better off. And I'm not saying everybody needs to eat pig pancreas. My point is going to that broader perspective, that if doctors were teaching you how to root for your medicine, grow your food, Would we not be benefited by that, even if we have the money for more expensive things? Like I said, connecting to the land is so important. So I don't look at it as a negative. I say, you know what? We could learn. Like when I went to Africa, I went to West Africa, visited with the doctors and healers there many years ago, and I talked about the medicine of their ancestry, going back to the bush, as they call them, bush doctors. I said, you know what?
Yep.
Please, you need to think clearly about the medicine of the white man, right? And obviously, we can talk about that because we're pig mentally challenged. But the idea that our medicine is better. No, God's medicine is better, ultimately. The reason we've had to resort to man's medicine is because we've screwed up God's food, too, to make man-made diseases.
Yep, absolutely right. Absolutely right. So, and that was really the message of the doctors in the Philippines. Got a chance on Saturday morning in Philippines to go on the show, radio show, Dr. Jamie Galvez-Tan.
I caught a little bit about that live. I was watching you. I was like trying to wave, hey, Ty, here I am. But you didn't see me.
Okay. I didn't know you were watching. I sent the link to Charlene and the girls, so they were watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a chance to wink at the girls and talk to them a little bit. But that was interesting, right? Dr. Jimmy, as they call him, he calls it free prescriptions on his show. So he goes through what people can do for free and to get healthy. He's a former health minister of the Philippines, by the way.
Wow, that was so cool.
Very cool. He's a big fan of The Truth About Cancer. And he writes free prescriptions on the air. And he says free prescriptions, his four-letter acronym is SELF, S-E-L-F. First is sleep. Get plenty of sleep, right? That's free. You don't have to pay for sleep, but get plenty of sleep. E, get some exercise. L, love everyone. Free. And F, forgive everyone. That's free. So his prescription for healing is just the four-letter acronym SELF, and it's all free. And he's just a bundle of fun and a bundle of joy and just a really neat elderly man, just a great guy. And so I had a great time on his show. And
yeah, I heard he was speaking in English and then whatever the native tongue in the Filipino language there as well, a little bit of both.
He was speaking both, which was very interesting. But got some fascinating interviews that day. Just trying. They're all kind of running together on me, but got a chance Saturday night to go out with five of the TTAC employees that we have down in Philippines that are part of our either customer service or our traffic team.
Oh, nice.
And that was great. Yeah, so met Rose, Irene, Joan, Margot, and who else was there? I don't want to forget. There was one other that was there, and I'm forgetting. But I'll try to.
You shall be forgiven. I mean, you had a long day of travel to get to Kuala Lumpur at this point, and you know, again, it's nighttime for you when we're doing this, morning for us, and vice versa. You're like 12 hours on the other side of the world.
Jade was her name. So Jade. Okay. So we had a great time.
And how cool is it that you meet people who are fans of The Truth About Cancer in Asia, of all places? Like I said, that's where the world has become smaller.
Oh yeah, yeah, and there was a lot of people in Manila that were big fans, and so Manila was great. I had a chance to meet the TTAC employees, flew to Singapore, had just a great time in Singapore. On the trip over, Robert, I was telling the guys I don't know. Oh, and the last interview I forgot in Manila, we got a chance to interview Dr. Efren Navarro, whose father developed the Navarro urine test.
Whoa.
So wasn't that cool?
Yeah, dude. Like I said, folks, if you thought that The Truth About Cancer had covered everything that you could possibly see, no, not even close. This world is bigger than you think it is. And Ty Bollinger and the team, they're out there really bringing things to light for all of us, for all of our benefit. And I think it only strengthens and confirms our deeply held convictions. And they're going down to spiritual levels. That the Creator has given us all the things we need to be well, and people that you're running into, like talking about what's for free and healing. The basics are the basics. And then, of course, there may be herbs unique to certain areas and arenas that we can use and learn from. But, man, the healing stories are so profound and so powerful.
They are. They are, yeah. You absolutely, man. First day in Singapore was fantastic, right? So we got here. We got Singapore. It's a beautiful city. Just an amazing city. The lights, there's a huge Ferris wheel. They call it the Helix Bridge. It's just, I've never seen a downtown
it looks as magical at night as Singapore does. And I'll send you some photos. It's fantastic. Maybe you can
Definitely check out the notes, because like Super Don did last week, he did it again. There's a montage, beautiful picture of the crew and their travels, and you can get a sense of what's going on and what's yet to be revealed in the next edition of The Truth About Cancer. I mean, is it still considered a global quest? Because you are definitely doing a global trot.
I think we're going to call this the Asian Quest, because we're going through Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to call it Truth About Cancer Asian Quest, but haven't decided for sure. But, you know, one of the interviews we did the first day, you'd love this guy. His name is Dr. Sundarta Sanamli. And one of the things that's different between Manila or Philippines and Singapore is that Manila has a law written in that, and I don't remember what it's called, but the doctors can use anything possible to heal the patient. That's exactly what should be happening. Singapore is very, very draconian. They regulate doctors. They do not let doctors use anything outside the box when it relates to cancer. If they do, they can't mention the word cancer, very much like a cell phone company.
Wow.
So it's very, very different. Manila is very free. Singapore is very regulated. But the first interview we did was with Dr. Sundardas, who is he does not treat cancer. He made that clear. I do not treat cancer. I'm a functional medicine doctor. I evaluate markers, and I help people feel healthy and happy. But you know, yes. Anyone can read through the lines. This guy is a brilliant. He's autistic. He was born with autism. I did not ask him if it was due to vaccines, but he was autistic. He said he was born almost deaf, and he couldn't speak. And the doctor said that he would be brain damaged, and he would never be able to walk. And the guy is just walking, talking. He's a savant. And he probably gave me the best interview I've ever done. It was incredible.
Oh.
And I'll have to share some of the details with you about it. But he grounded in science what we would look at as esoteric.
Nice.
Why disbelief, or
yeah.
Why not forgiving somebody, or why fear, or all these different emotions. And people talk about
feeling.
Emotional baggage and getting rid of the baggage all this. He is quantified that.
Stand by. We've got to take a break. We're going to wrap it up outside the box in Malaysia. It's the Asian Quest. And, man, there's some really exciting things, including what the crew ate. That's coming up after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, the Global Quest, which is now an Asian Quest there, Truth About Cancer, Ty Bollinger and the team, including his son Bryce, out there in Asia, and as we speak today, Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, and brought to you by our good friends at Organixx, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including this beautiful montage of, it's like a travel log that you get to see Ty and the crew, and of course, Ty, I love it that you're wearing your sleeveless t-shirts, very patriotic USA stuff. I don't know if I've seen the Curacao one come out yet, but the muscles are traveling around the world.
Curacao's coming out in Thailand, baby. Curacao's coming out in Thailand.
I love it. Now, you're talking more about these doctors here. I loved hearing about the latest guy that's like talking about emotions, forgiveness, and beautiful ways and validating it with science. Are there any other intriguing, I don't know, plants and herbs that you've visited?
Yeah, so that was interesting. The first day in Singapore, after we interviewed Dr. Sundaratus, we went to, it's called the NTSU Herb Garden. It's there in Singapore, and they are growing literally hundreds of different anti-cancer herbs. We had a tour of the garden. We took tons of video footage,
And we had one of the chief guys there that knows about the different medicinal herbs give us kind of a quick lecture. But there, we're talking about acres and acres and acres of nothing but herbs and grasses growing that have anti-cancer properties. There's literally over, I think, 200 that they have up on the board. And so we walked through, saw these herbs. They described the different kinds of cancers that they treat. And the cool thing about this is that even though Singapore is a very wealthy nation, there's still people that are impoverished there too. Their mission is to help cancer patients get the herbs that they need to reverse their cancer. And so everything's free. You go into there, and cancer patients come in all day long with different types of cancers. And there's different herbs for lung cancer as opposed to stomach cancer, as opposed to colorectal cancer or breast cancer. They have specific herbs for the different cancers, and they go into the garden and pick you fresh herbs for free and give it to the cancer patients.
Wow.
Free of charge.
So we're going to be able to see this in the Asian Quest when it comes out.
I'm probably going to create like a 45-minute DVD of just the tour through the garden.
Oh, man, that'll be amazing. This is the, you know, again, this is God's medicine, folks, and we need to know more about this.
We got a chance to eat them, eat the herbs. We're tasting them. It's very bitter, a lot of them, but amazing stuff.
I love it. Now, speaking of food, perhaps bitter and not tasty or yummy, according to me, you didn't wait for Thailand for this experience. Apparently, Singapore, they brought it to you. It wasn't free. It's very expensive, but durian, the durian experience, y'all, we got to hear it. How did you and Bryce do on durian?
We had the durian experience. Yeah, we were sitting at dinner the last night in Singapore before we flew here to Malaysia, and one of our friends, Vincent C., got up and said, "Would you like us to go buy some durian?" I said, "What the heck? Go get the durian," because they imported from Malaysia. Hmm. So we got durian, and we cut it up, and we all tried it, and I had a few, Bryce had a few, and they're pods around the big seed.
Yes.
The smell was not that bad to me. The texture, the taste was decent. The texture was what I didn't really like. It was just kind of mushy, like almost like pudding or
it's a custard. Poop. Yeah,
poop custard. Yeah.
Well, listen,
it didn't smell that bad though.
No, well, you probably got a good fresh one because if they get really ripe, of course, ripe is an understatement. And I'm very impressed because I saw the picture of you and Bryson. Y'all can see it in the montage, smiling, happy with it. But there has to be at least one person in the crew that gave me a snarly, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe what I'm near."
Well, you're right. Bryce's good. Daddy's good. Alan's good. Travis is good. Andre's good. Who else? Mark was good. Dr. Tony Jimenez. He couldn't stomach it. Oh, he started. He smelt it, and he was like, oh, and he turned his head. And,
yes.
Oh, it's so funny. I got a little video of Tony, and I sent you a couple pictures.
This is the classic picture, folks, of what they expect a Westerner to do when you're confronted with the durian, my favorite fruit on planet Earth. And at least one had to do that. I don't know if you're going to brave it again in Thailand when it's closer to free than it is in Singapore, but at least you've had the experience. Now I can go, all right, you're allowed to come home when you're ready.
Well, I'm glad, man. We'll be ready. We'll be ready soon. But we got another 10 days, and we're coming home.
All right. Well, safe journey, my friend. You are doing, I believe, God's work in bringing this out to all of us. And, you know, heart to heart, my friend, I can't wait to give you a big hug, and Bryson and the whole crew for doing what you're doing. We are out of time. What an amazing international episode of Going Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with TMB, Ty Bollinger. Tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Remember, folks, that the power to heal is yours.
Amen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.